Praised be Jesus and Mary. I prefer the monotony of obscure sacrifice to all ecstasies. To pick up a pen, for love can convert a soul. These are the words of Thérèse, the child Jesus, a Carmelite nun called the Little Flower, who lived a cloistered life of obscurity in a Carmelite convent. And her preference for hidden sacrifice did indeed convert many souls. And her autobiography, The Story of a Soul, is read and loved, you know, throughout the world. She entered the convent at the age of 15 and died in 1897 at the age of 24. Now, you know, life in a Carmelite convent, you know, from a worldly point of view, is uneventful and consists mainly of prayer and hard domestic work. But Thérèse possessed that holy insight, you know, that redeems time. You know, and however dull that time may be, she saw in quiet suffering, redemptive suffering, suffering that was indeed her apostolate. You know, she said she had come to the Carmel convent to save souls and pray for priests. And, you know, shortly before she died, she wrote, "I want to spend my heaven in doing good on earth." On October 19th, 1997, St. John Paul II proclaimed her a doctor of the church, the third woman to be so honored due to her teaching on spirituality in the church, her little way. All her life, St. Thérèse suffered from illness. You know, as a young girl, she underwent a three-month illness characterized by extended delirium and prolonged fainting spells. And afterwards, you know, she was very frail. And yet, she worked hard in the laundry and refectory of the convent. Spiritually, she endured prolonged periods of darkness when the light of faith seemed all but extinguished. The last year of her life, she slowly wasted away from tuberculosis, and her pain was so great, she said that if she had not had faith, you know, she would have taken her own life without hesitation. And yet, you know, shortly before she died, on September 30th, she murmured, "I would not suffer less." She was an heroic soul, and she didn't whine about her illnesses and anxieties. She was a person who saw the power of love, and that divine power or process of transforming something common into something special, you know, which can change everything, including weakness and illness, you know, into service and redemptive graces for others. So let us learn from her, you know, not to waste any of our actions, no matter how trivial they are, you know, if offered to God for love. You know, at one time, our Lord revealed to St. Therese that, you know, she was responsible for the conversion of more souls than St. Francis Xavier, you know, one of the greatest missionaries the Church has ever known. So it's no wonder that she was made patroness of the missions, you know, because only those who can embrace suffering with their love, you know, as she did, are able to convert souls.